Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Big day for the folks at Intrust Bank Arena and the city of Wichita and South Central Kansas. Always great when you get an NCAA tournament, and I really tip my hat to the folks down at Intrust Bank Arena for the job that they've done, not only in the past, but in the present and future. That's just a really exciting thing for the city of Wichita. So I was really happy to hear about that.
Yeah, and Wichita State, because they're technically the host.
Of course.
So they've got the people, you know, with their boots on the ground earning this return trip. And that would be the 2025 Men's Basketball Championship first and second rounds. What's that, the third time now Wichita's got it, I believe? If not,
I think that's
mistaken.
Correct. I believe that's right.
You people. Denver, they're hosting too. Same year, Pepsi Center.
Yep.
Gets
I got a couple of them.
Gets the first, first and second round. Also Cleveland, Milwaukee, Providence, Raleigh, Lexington, Seattle, and us. And of course,
plus
first
we've
four.
Got a regional, I think, next year in 2021. Western Regional, I believe, is here.
Okay.
So
first four, of course, is in Dayton. Regionals in 2025, Atlanta, Indianapolis, Newark, and San Francisco.
San Francisco. Oh, the new building in San Francisco.
Chase Center.
Mm-hmm.
I was not aware of the Chase Center, but I am now. So.
Oh, it is supposedly, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but unbelievable. Otherworldly.
All right. So good for Wichita State in that regard in 2025. And WSU will, in the here and the now, or at least in the near future, in the next month and change, they will be at the Crossover Classic presented by Bad Boy Mowers at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, a place where Wichita State's been one time before. Crossover Classic bracket was released yesterday. All those games will be on ESPN or one of their networks. And Wichita State will play Dayton, in the last of four games to be played Wednesday, November 25th. And will tip at approximately 8:30 p.m. Central Time in ESPN2. Dayton, of course, 29-2 last year, but they had Obi Toppin also, and they won't anymore. and it remains to be seen what obviously happens in the WSU internal investigation again of the allegations
sure,
of Greg Marshall.
Now,
a lot of moving
right.
parts still, but those on the team and on the coaching staff and whoever it may be will head up to South Dakota, where Wichita State beat Memphis once upon a time. That was 6 years ago when those two teams were not matched up against one another in the American, of course. Memphis is also in this particular tournament as well. They're on opposite sides of the bracket. Ohio State, Creighton, West Virginia, I think, A&M, I think. So it's a who's who of college basketball, and Wichita State's got to feel good to be in the mix there.
Yeah, so, no question. You love playing in these kinds of events. It gives you tremendous exposure. It gives you national television exposure. It gives you good early idea of where you stand. And obviously, a lot of water's got to go under the bridge at Wichita State until we get to November 25th. But having said that, regardless, they're going to find out about themselves a fair amount. Come that day, Dayton will be a very good basketball team to open with, no question.
So it's very possible if Wichita State and Creighton both do the same thing in their first games, either both win or both lose, they'll play each other. So there'll be a Wichita State Creighton rematch, whatever you want to call it. At the very
never
top,
the same though,
huh?
It's never the same.
No,
it's never the same. Never ever is it the same. And to when you lose, I mean, Oklahoma and Nebraska changed irrevocably once, you know, I mean, there was never a chance that it was going to remain as any kind of rivalry or anything like that. It just, when you're not playing every single year, it goes away, period.
Yeah.
Just does. So I dare say Kansas and Missouri will be the same thing. I know they're not playing this year, but
yeah,
they will at some point, and it'll be the same. It just changes.
Well, there you go. That would be Wednesday the 25th when Wichita State will open. They actually practiced yesterday. I think that was their first full squad practice, if I'm not mistaken. That, according to, I think Taylor tweeted something out. Yesterday, Taylor Eldridge, friend of the show, Kansas.com, beat reporter. So off they go, and Greg Marshall's still allowed to coach the team during the investigation, the independent investigation from the firm from St. Louis. So there's your Wichita State update as we get closer to college basketball season. Let's see here. When did this break? I didn't realize, and correct me if I'm wrong, Anthony Sherman, Chiefs fullback, he mm-hmm. was exposed to the virus, to COVID-19, not necessarily a positive test, but he's been put on the reserve COVID-19 list. I'm not sure how I missed that, but I think
right.
That was a couple of days ago.
Doesn't ring a bell with me.
Yeah, anyway. So there's that. What else have we not gotten to that we need to? Did you see that Tommy Lee, my guy Tommy Lee,
yes,
drummer for Motley Crue, has said in a interview with The Big Issue. Have you heard of The Big Issue? I don't think I have.
Never, no.
Okay.
Don't think I have.
Said that he, if you didn't know, Tommy Lee is of Greek descent. Said he'd go back to Greece if President Trump were reelected. So there's a little bit of political news that if you're a Motley Crue fan and you want them to continue to tour the earth, and including North America, maybe there's a little bit of peril that you won't get to see Motley Crue because Tommy Lee doesn't want President Trump to be reelected, and he would go to Greece. Although we've heard that before. Especially,
yeah, we have.
We heard a lot of superstars say, "God,
yes.
Donald Trump gets elected, exactly. You'll never see me again," and they didn't go anywhere.
Well, okay,
uh-huh.
All right, yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's going to happen here. What, less than 3 weeks away now?
Yep, getting close.
Wow,
getting close.
Hmm. Are you going to look at November 3rd? Is that going to be kind of like getting ready for a game that you're kind of interested?
Yes.
And watching. I think it'll feel that way to
me.
I think it will.
As non-political as you can get, as I know you know,
mm-hmm.
and maybe some of
yep.
our listeners know if they listen to us pretty consistently, I totally stay out of politics. I barely even comment on it, except for that it had to do with Tommy Lee, and I wasn't trying to poke anybody there. But on election night, I am glued to, well, I've got my back button on the TV between about three different networks.
Yeah.
And projected sure. who's going to win this state and how many electoral, you know, college votes that this. I am very locked in one night of the year. And it would be yeah. election night. 100%. Yes.
It's very interesting that over 11 million people now in this country have voted early, which is, according to most, a harbinger of a huge turnout, maybe a record turnout.
Good.
For the election, which is good, period.
Absolutely.
It's good wherever you are on whatever side of the aisle, it's good for people to be involved in the great experiment of the American democracy. That's important, that people are involved. So,
no
anyway.
Doubt. 100% yes. agree. And I will be a big fan of no one in particular, but watching TV on November 3rd.
Yeah, the process that night yeah. will be very interesting, no
yep.
question.
And I'm not interested in slants, so don't come at me with watch Fox News and don't watch CNN or vice versa. I don't really care
right,
about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, right.
I just want to see the predictions and the early returns and the, okay, we're pronouncing that this state has gone to this candidate. That's very cool to me. It's fun to watch, and especially when you're as non-political as me, you can just watch it for the entertainment in the theater. But I do. I get off sports that night. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, but that's it. I've always joked with my political friends, and I've got a few of them, interestingly, that are political and just do not understand my dedication and immersion into the world of sports. And I'm like, well, you're no different. It just happens to be politics instead of sports. And by the way, the same geek feeling that I get with sports, and I get it much more often than they probably do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it all the time. You feel it maybe once every 4 years. And that's not true, because there's lots of elections on a lesser level than
local
than
level
the presidential
yeah,
election
yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, the congressionals are every 2 years, and you know, so there's all kinds of, and there's local things that are constantly going on. They're all very interesting to people that are political, but that's, I think it's a very similar, my guess is that it's a fairly similar feeling. I'm not a politico by any stretch of the imagination, but I am interested in the process. So we'll see what that
yeah, and
be
I,
interesting.
And I misspoke. It's not me tuning in once a year, because we don't reelect a president every single year, but once every 4 years.
Sure.
So I want people to
right.
know that I'm aware of how often we vote for the president. All right. When we come back, we'll find out what happened on this day in sports history. It's brought to you by Superior Rents, your rental equipment headquarters. Insert your own joke here. Go ahead. I kind of stepped
fair.
In it there, but I can take it. It is October 15th, and plenty of World Series, OTD, a little more Olympic trivia for Bruce. He passed with flying colors yesterday. He just
Olympic
nailed it.
Olympic trivia. Ooh.
A little bit of Olympic trivia that I got for you, and we'll see if you can stay hot
okay.
with that, celebrate some birthdays, and basically walk down memory lane when we come back. OTD coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.